Welcome back, my friends. The fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm glad you're here. Of course, it is now Thursday, March 8th, 2007, about a minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. We're keeping our good friend Jeffrey Bennett up late. He is here with us this evening. And, folks, if you have questions, now would be a great time to get in line. 800-313-9443. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you much. Actually, we've got questions in the chat room, which I'll get to in just a moment. That's the beauty of the chat room.
It is.
A lot of times questions can be posted.
Absolutely. We'll get to mine first.
What I was referring to in this pricing. So
yeah.
I think we understand. The best analogy, and I've used this, I've shared this with you on your program and with others, if you're so concerned about being able to buy gold at spot, the first thing I tell people, if that's what you're trying to do, get a pick and shovel and stake out a claim, pal, because that's the only way you're going to get it at spot.
Right.
And that's going to take a lot of work and a lot of labor. And I don't say that to be facetious, but let's take it in terms of a quart of orange juice. You go into your grocery store. When's the last time you squawk at your grocer for having to pay $1.75 or 2.25 for a quart of good quality orange juice? You know darn well there's not, it doesn't cost him that to get it off the tree and squeeze it. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it does. Same thing. Talk about spot gold versus spot oranges.
Yeah.
It takes labor to pick those oranges, to squeeze them, to homogenize them, to do whatever the heck they do, and then to package it and get the fuel it takes to get it to your grocery store, etc. It's the same mentality. Don't complain to me about the cost of a commodity. And not every gold coin sells for the same money, even if it's the same weight, because
it's a good
it depends
point.
Upon their that specific piece in the marketplace. But anyway, before the break, we talked about the gold offering we've got on. The package is called Frank's Pick.
Yes.
And once again, MS62 St. Gaudens. I'll tell you right now, if we were to get you an XF, which is an extra fine, that coin would grade somewhere around 40, between 40 and 50. All coins grade on a scale from 0 to 70. Anything that grades from 60 and above is a coin that was minted for the purpose of circulation but never was.
That's fantastic.
Anything that grades below that is a circulated coin. If we were to go buy an extra fine coin, it would grade 40.
Wow.
It's had a fair amount of circulation and wear. That means some of the weight is gone. Some of the purity is gone. There's been a certain amount of wear and tear on that coin because of the fact that it's been spent, it's been circulated, it's been knocked around in cash registers. Lord knows what else was done with it. Do you realize that if you want to buy XFs right now, there's only a $37 difference in price over what I'm quoting for these MS62 certified
coins,
which is a marvelous buy. That's why the 62s were so great. So at $775 for single units, or $765 for the per coin for the half roll of 10 coins each, or $755 if you bought a full roll of 20. I did some quick comps during the at the top of the hour before we came back. My closest competitor, and everybody who listens to the alternative media knows who they are. They're up in one of those northern states somewhere. Right now, they're selling that very same coin. I had this figured, and my calculator went dead, and I'll tell you exactly what that coin's being sold for by most of those type companies. $852 each.
Wow.
A coin that the most you're going to pay me is $775. But here's what gets this even worse. I know of companies that are selling this same Mid-State 60. We're talking PCGS or NGC certified coins. These are the two main premier traders. They're selling those coins, some of them, for $994 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Get a screaming buy coming to Republic Trading Group. 1-800-691-7898. When we come back, I will answer your questions about silverware.
Sounds good. The poor man's gold. That would be silverware. Yeah. Stay with us, folks. Back in three with our special guest, Jeff Bennett, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the home stretch, as I call it, the last hour of the program. And joining us, Jeff Bennett, a marathon man, is with us. And thank you again very much for your time.
Oh, not a problem, Frank. Glad to do this. I think it hopefully it's answering some questions for folks tonight. I do have a question in the chat room that I think is worth asking. Karma asks, she says, well, so any coin that we buy minted later than 1933, does the seller have to report the sale to the government? No, that's not the case. I don't want people to ever misunderstand that. At the present point in time, there's never reporting required when you purchase unless your purchase is suspect. If you are making a purchase of just under $10,000, and a week later you do it again, and a week after that you do it again. Those are considered related sales, and by law, I am supposed to report those as suspicious transactions, and I can't even tell you that I'm reporting. Well, let's just put it this way. I ain't never picked up the phone yet, okay? Because I believe in your inherent right to do what you darn well please.
Amen.
Now, that's number one. The other part of her question is, more and more records, however, are being maintained, even by local coin shops. I was in a coin shop that I've done business with for a good number of years. I was there about 6 months ago. A man walked in and liquidated about 100 ounces of silver eagles and 16 ounces of gold.
Wow.
They asked for his ID, they made a record of it, and they kept it. That's never been required before. This is because of Patriot Act.
Yeah.
But of course, he was dealing with bullion. He was dealing with American Eagle bullion gold coins. What is a bullion coin? Well, bullion could be a little one-ounce ingot, or it could come in the form of a coin. And that's what a Krugerrand is, and an American Eagle, and a Canadian Maple Leaf. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody tells you about the gold American Eagle. It's still bullion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you liquidate X number of ounces of that with me in a single 12-month period, I did not say a calendar year,
mm-hmm.
but within a 12-month period, I must report that. I must issue you a 1099.
Do you know how much?
Now the IRS, 25 ounces in gold.
Okay.
25 ounces. And I would be required to issue a 1099. And if you say, well, I'm not giving you my Social Security number, I would have to report you as being someone that is of a suspicious nature.
Mm.
And I'm very upfront with people about that, and they make their decision as to whether to do business with us or not.
Well, you know what? You're shooting them straight, which basically...
The only way I'm going to do it.
Well, that's... And I love that about you. But what that means, in essence, is that that same standard that applies to you applies to everyone, whether they say that they won't report you or not.
Exactly.
So that's the long and short of it.
The beauty of the type of offering we've made to your listeners tonight, Frank's pick. These are not only certified, but because, and let me very briefly state this, because I still want to get to your silverware question, because it is one that comes up. In 1933, when Roosevelt grabbed the gold, he bought it when gold was roughly $18.75 an ounce. A $20 gold coin had 0.9675 of an ounce of gold in it. You calculate the value, so you had about 16 bucks worth of gold in the coin. They paid you face value for that $20 gold coin. 3 weeks after he completed his confiscation, the gold was resold to foreign interests at $35 an ounce. Mm. In other words, the government just screwed its own people by twice.
Yes.
They doubled their money. That's how they were able to fund the WPA and the NRA, and I don't mean the National Rifle Association. They were able to fund all these government projects, which was the beginning of putting the people of this nation on the government dole.
Mm.
They got them used to the food stamps and the welfare and the handouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Although in some respects, some of what Roosevelt did theoretically wasn't bad in the beginning. The problem is the projects never went away. They just changed the name of them, and people are still on the dole.
Mm-hmm.
But there were two exclusions to the confiscatory laws of gold back then. In Section 2, Paragraph A, excluded jewelry for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
And Paragraph B, the exception was for coins having a, quote, recognized or special value to collectors, end of quote. That was the end of discussion. There was no description of what was meant by a collector's piece or anything else, just a collector. So what I've said for people for years, it's not important to truly be a real coin collector, but to give the appearance, dates, different coins, different mint marks, different grades, et cetera, continue to try to improve on the quality of a particular coin. If it's so-so, then try to sell it and get one that's a little bit nicer, whatever. It's a game. You play the government's game.
I see.
21 years later, the Congress and the U.S. Mint got together to determine exactly what was meant by a collectible. And they added the word historical, designating that any gold coin minted prior to 1933 was considered a collectible. It could have been a British sovereign, a Swiss franc, a French franc, a Napoleon, a Belgian, a Greek drachma, Italian lira, pieces of South America. Didn't they? If they were minted prior to 1933, they were exempt from confiscation from that day forward. Now, that has never changed. Now, going back into the late 1970s, early 80s, 5 years in a row, they tried to change that. They tried to put an additional value factor. They tried to tell us that in order for your gold coins to be considered a collectible, their wholesale or sell-back value had to exceed their melt value by 15%.
Huh.
They were never able to get that through, and yet based upon that rumor, there are many well-known brokerage firms in this country today, some of them right here in Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona, going down into Metairie, Louisiana, up into the land of 10,000 lakes, places in California, they're still training their salespeople to tell that 15%. 18% lie. It does not exist.
Wow.
It never has. Now, there's been one further exception to that so-called collectible, and that was the series of commemorative $5 and $10 gold coins that the U.S. Mint began to strike in 1982. Hmm. There's different varieties every year. They are unusual in the fact that they are struck with the original constitutional weights and measures of our old 125-year-old gold coins. And that's an area we've done very, very well with. I've ignored it for 15 years very foolishly. I wish I personally had paid more attention. So when we look at these marvelous MS-62 Saints, number one, they're only $37 more than the same exact coin in a circulated condition. Then its value is subject. You may buy it as an XF, but the guy you go to sell it to says, oh, it's only worth it. It's a fine, and therefore it's worth $25 less. Who wants the fight? Buy the graded coin. Pay the price. Know you're getting not just a good value at the Republic Trading Group, but a great value. And you're going to have minimal downside risk. You're going to have slightly better upside potential than you will with bullion. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, you've got privacy, you've got security, mm-hmm. and the fact that when you come to either sell those coins back to me, you can sell 100 of them back to me, or 1,000 of them, and I'm not required to report that transaction.
That's beautiful.
Now let's go to your silverware question.
Yes, finally. All right.
The only silverware, as you and I would call it, that's mm-hmm. really going to fall into that category, for the most part, is what I call old silver. You could almost call it pawn silver. I mean, it's the stuff that the wealthy had many, many years ago.
Okay.
What little silverware you get in this country today is silver plated. It's got a very thin layer of silver on it. It just does not have that much. You know, most people don't understand that back in the colonial days and even up through the Civil War, the only people that truly owned silver knives, forks, and spoons were the wealthy.
Yes.
And what was interesting about it is their kids, as a rule, did not get sick.
That's right, the health factor.
The health factor.
Absolutely.
Silver has got marvelous medicinal qualities, and that's why things like colloidal silver still are a marvelous health additive today.
Mm-hmm.
And for that very reason, because these people were eating off of silver. It's no different than taking a couple of old silver dollars or silver eagles and throwing it in the water barrel outside in your backyard if you're living in somewhat of a rural area and you're trying to catch rain off the roof, even if it's just for watering your garden or washing clothes or whatever.
Sure.
Silver dollars will completely eradicate the bacteria in that water. So nothing wrong with that. But, you know, back in 1980 when silver hit $50 an ounce, I'm telling you, there was so much real silverware and silver pitchers and silver serving trays that were sold off for the value. And they were melted down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Certainly there's some value with it. I mean,
it's a matter of being able to gauge which one it is.
Well, you know, you turn on the television now, and there's a company that's out there advertising, you know, hey, look, gold and silver making huge gains in the market. We buy scrap gold.
And that was the other thing I wanted to know about as far as jewelry goes, because, you know, for something like that, they say, send us all your gold in this little handy envelope that we mail to you, and we'll send you back the cash. Well, I mean, you don't know what you've got, so you don't know how bad they're ripping you off. It's like going to a pawn shop.
And that's part of the problem, because most people that run out to Walmart and Kmart are buying little jewelry trinkets, and sometimes they're 14-karat gold. Most of it's 10-karat. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about carats for a minute. Pure gold, extremely soft, bendable. You can take 1 ounce of pure gold and stretch it into a wire that is 35 miles long.
Wow.
That's how soft it is. So, when you'll find that occasionally there'll be some bullion coins. The $50 U.S. Buffalo gold coin that was issued last year, 24 carats.
Another break. They're coming so fast, Jeff.
They are.
Yeah, we'll break down the carats for us and all that when you come back. Folks, you are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is flying by with a fierce, fierce pace, and we'll do our best to get every question answered, every call taken. Please stay with us back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Got about 35 minutes left to play. Our good friend Jeff Bennett is joining us. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you very much. You holding up all right?
I'm doing fine.
Sounds good.
Let me close this door so I don't wake everybody up.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised I haven't done. Interesting thing. We're talking about the jewelry situation.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, 24 karat is pure.
Okay.
When you get, almost all coins that were ever minted for circulation, they were meant to be spent, minted by a, I hate the term, legitimate government, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all illegitimate anymore. But, you know, whether it was Belgium or Greece or the UK or whatever the case may be, United States, those coins were always 90% translates to 22 carat. Okay, they had to add a 10% hardener so these coins would last, so they wouldn't bend, and etc. Most of them were minted with a ribbed edge. That was done because you had unscrupulous jewelers scraping the edges off.
Oh.
You do that long enough and you build up a nice little coin, a holding of gold, so to speak.
Wow.
Once they put the ribbed edge, that was to eliminate that that fraud. Now, you get out into jewelry. The 18 karat is typically the form of jewelry that the Italians are very well known for. It's just about the most perfect combination for jewelry. Marvelous brilliance. By the way, if you've ever seen a pure 24 karat gold coin, like the $50 Buffalo, and put it next to the the 22-carat American Gold Eagle. The Gold Eagle is a far more beautiful coin.
Really?
The hardeners they've added. Number one, the Gold Eagle's got 7% copper and 3% silver. Mm. And it makes a far more brilliant coin. A pure gold is not a particularly lustrous, beautiful gold. It's got a very dull, almost ugly, orangey, yellowish look to it.
Wow.
So something, you know, to consider there. Once you get into most jewelry in this country, unless you're getting into the high-line stuff, it's 14 carat. That's what Walmart and Kmart sold for years. They've now got down to 10 carat, which means less than 50% of the content of that coin or of that piece of jewelry is gold. But there are acid tests and weight tests to determine what you've got. But I also tell you, every one of you, be very wary of these companies that say, we'll buy your scrap gold and silver. Mm-hmm. There was a company that came through Phoenix here just a few months ago, and they were not even offering 60% of the silver content value for an old silver dollar.
Wow.
I mean, they were just ripping people off. It was horrendous. That old silver dollar, mm-hmm. this client of mine had, in the condition it was in, and these are old Carson City silver dollars that were discovered during the Nixon years in a vault that had never been placed in circulation, and the government sold them, and they made a nice bit of money on it. But the fact of the matter is, this coin has never been circulated.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, it could be an MS-62 to an MS-64 grade coin. Coin being a Carson City is probably worth $225. They offered the guy about 60% of melt at the time.
Wow.
And they were basically offering the guy about $8 a coin. So very, very careful. Those people are whores. Believe me, they're not doing it for your benefit. They're doing it for theirs.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned that the 24 carat is pure gold. Most coins are 22. 10 carats is less than 50% gold. What about 18 or 14?
Well, 18, of course, you're now dealing. I lose track. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
If 22 is 90%, then 20 would be 80%, and then theoretically 18 would generally be 70% gold content. But now you've got real harders. That piece of jewelry is going to last.
Yeah.
Be exceedingly lustrous. You keep going lower than that, and you can just see how ridiculous it becomes. You just keep backing it off.
I see.
But it's, you know, when people are, I'm not saying jewelry is a bad thing to have. Mm-hmm. Look, in certain parts of the world, when you go to Asia, the Far East, whether it's Vietnam and Cambodia and Hong Kong and Japan and China, et cetera, you understand that those countries are very unique. They understand gold. People from Pakistan and India, from Eastern Europe, the old Soviet bloc, they understand gold. That's how many of them bribed their way out of their countries with false passports and everything else to be able to come to this so-called land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah.
But over in the Far East, it is very common. They have necklaces that they mm-hmm. wear. Each link in the necklace weighs exactly the same and has the specific same value.
Yeah, and they just twist them off.
They twist them off to do their bartering and
trade. That's right.
So why is it we're the only country in the world that is taught to be so ignorant about these things?
That's an excellent point.
The rest of the world understands them. I had a guy here in the chat room saying that he had seen an ad for a $5 Liberty for $140. Then he came back and said, oh, no, sorry, it was not a Liberty, it was a Gold Eagle. Well, a $5 gold bullion American Eagle coin is a 1/10 ounce coin. Somebody was selling one of those for $140. Now, that means that if you bought 10 of them, you just paid $1,400 an ounce to buy gold.
Wow.
Which is well over twice what gold is going for mm-hmm. in the current market, at least spot. If you were to go to Kitco right now, they're currently getting about $88 for a $5 Gold Eagle. At Republic Trading Group, we would probably be around $74, $75 for the same thing.
Wow. Okay, let me ask you to hang on again.
Got it, brother.
Wow. I can't believe how fast this is moving. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Jeff Bennett.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening, Jeff Bennett. Welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wear down, but I'll make it, you know.
You can last 25 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a real interesting chat room. Certainly at this hour of the night, it's been a much smaller room than I'm used to getting.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them were some of my regulars that dropped out kind of early. We've got some others. A lot of folks don't understand the etiquette of chat rooms. When you're done, in my particular chat room, people have got the ability. They're asked to click here to exit so they can clean things off. But it's okay. Karma stayed with me. She seems to be enjoying it. She's learned a lot. So I guess that she must be sitting in your lap right now. It sounds like the two of you have learned a little.
Well,
I better not say that to your wife,
man. Yeah. Well, you know. I think she'll be okay with it. But here's the thing. This is why I think a lot of people enjoy the show that I do, Jeff, is because I am such an idiot that I ask the simple questions, and then we build from there. So it works out well for because they're all smarter than I am, and obviously then, you know, we can start at the low-level stuff and correct any misconceptions or anything like that.
But, you know, that's always been an interesting philosophy of mine, Frank. Over the years that I've done this, been on the air, it's been about 12 years now, I don't do as many guests as I once did, but you certainly have had Bill O'Brien on many times.
Sure.
In fact, Bill and I did the show together here a month or so ago with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill subsequently came on and guested on the flip side with me 3 weeks in a row. And that was the previous 3 weeks. And the one thing I've always found about working with guests, I frankly like to I don't do a lot of advanced study necessarily on their topic, that subject. I want the excitement of learning along with my audience.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it makes for a far more real program. I some of these folks that, now, you know, there are broadcasters that put absolutely no pre-homework in, not even as far as biographical information.
That's tragic.
And that is foolish. And I, unfortunately, there are broadcasters that will begin discussing subjects that they have absolutely no knowledge about what's
well and that's the difference. I mean, you've been doing this 12 years. I've got your beat. Actually, this is my 14th year of broadcasting.
All right, man, doesn't matter. You know it and I know it.
Yeah, well, you know, it there is a difference between somebody that's been broadcasting a long time and somebody that's relatively new to it, but you know, the listeners know that better than anyone. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, this is a very interesting story. And I'm sure you saw this, and I know that this is going to be a big topic of discourse to a lot of people that that don't realize what's behind it. Of course, the new $1 coins. Okay. Now, some of these things have been printed with "In God We Trust" missing from the coin. Now, initially, whenever we all remember the wheat pennies and all those things, and anytime a coin is sort of misstamped and it gets through the inspectors, it tends to be a collector's item. When this first came out, now keep in mind, folks, this is a $1 coin. When it first came out, they were selling on eBay for about $600. Now they're going on eBay for about $40 to $60, and experts are saying that it'll basically get into somewhere around $50 a coin for these errors. There are 50,000 of these out there. Now think about that. There's 50,000 $1 coins worth $50. That sounds like an investment opportunity. People are going to go out and start buying, you know, these things like crazy. That's exactly what they want, Jeff. They want people away from the $1 bill. And eventually, you know, most people probably don't want.
But the problem is, Frank, several things. You know, the words "In God We Trust" were stamped on the coin, but they were never designed to be stamped on the obverse or the reverse.
On the front, that's right, or back, that's right.
They were, you know, obverse is the front of a coin, the reverse is obviously the back.
Yes.
The words "In God We Trust" were struck around the rim.
Yes.
Now, remember earlier we talked about coins being struck that were ribbed on the edge. Well, mm-hmm. Number one, these things are not gold. They mm-hmm. are golden colored. It's kind of like metal screens, the ones that were real big in the 70s and 80s. It's kind of an anodized gold look.
Yeah.
But you see, the U.S. Mint and the Congress has not learned their lessons. The first dollar coin to come out after the demise of the Eisenhower dollar, which was a big coin, was the Susan B. Anthony. And the problem was the Anthony was about the size of a quarter. It was way too confusing. They then came out with what they called the golden dollar. It's a nice little play on words. They didn't call it a gold dollar, but once again, because Americans are so ignorant, referencing golden to the average American means the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing but another stinking sandwich copper and zinc coin that had a little gold-colored wash over it. And they did that with the Sacagawea coins. They also did not accept a degree of it. Nobody would spend them for the same reason. I mean, you'd be hard pressed. Once in a while, I'll go into the bank, and if they've got some, I'll grab them just so I can
screw
people. But they're just not there. Mm. Same thing with these Washingtons. Now, there will be, and this is where this whole thing gets funky. They came out with the state quarter program a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's been marvelously successful. It has renewed a whole interest in collecting. The problem is they're collecting coins that have no real metallic value unless you buy the proof ones that are silver, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pay a big premium.
Yeah.
So they got the state quarters, four a year being issued or however many it is until they've run the entire 50-state situation. Now what they're going to do with these new dollars is there will be four a year issued, one every 3 months, representing ultimately every president we've ever had in this country. Now, there's going to be an interesting counterpart for collectors.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an actual gold, I believe. I could be mistaken. Maybe it's going to be silver. But there is going to be a counterpart collectible coin issued with the wives of the president on them. And just, you know, it's like, whoop-dee-doo, oh, goody-goody. I get to look at a coin with Barbara Bush's likeness on it. Nothing against Barbara Bush as an individual, but, you know, oh, my God, they've got to recycle Jackie Kennedy again. I mean, that guy isn't enough enough. Let's put a set of commemorative dimes out with the children of the president's on it.
Oh, that would be great. And grandchildren with the pennies.
Well, I think that putting Chelsea Clinton on a dime would be just marvelous.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be fantastic. Be careful. That's the future relative of the future White House.
No, she will once again become the first daughter.
Yeah, that's the term.
In their particular case, she was the only daughter.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother show, brother. What I was getting at is this dollar coin, this quote unquote miss strike is going to wrap up interest. People are going to buy these and try to snatch these up to try to luck out with getting one of these one of the screwed up ones. But again, this also renews the whole In God We Trust issue.
Well, it does. And, of course, the last time that this came up was back during Teddy Roosevelt's era, back in the early 1900s, when there was a series of St. Gaudens $20 gold pieces issued that did not have the words In God We Trust on it. And a big stink was raised about it, and they subsequently, during that year, issued a second release that did have the words In God We Trust. So, you know, the offering Frank's pick that we made during the last hour with these MS-62 St. Gaudens, it's very possible that one or more of the coins coming, if somebody orders the 10-pack or the 20-pack, they may get one or two coins without the words In God We Trust. But I think the point you're bringing up that is so interesting is it's become so politically incorrect for Christians to talk about their God. And yet the Muslims and the Hindus and everybody else can certainly talk about theirs. It's just that we're not supposed to talk about ours. That's politically incorrect, and that's a white man's deal, man. You know, and it gets tiresome. Number two, I actually was not aware of the fact that there had been X number of coins minted without that. I do know that the grading services have, in fact, redesigned, NGC in particular, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation, has redesigned their certified holder specifically to hold these new commemorative dollars.
Oh.
And it allows you to see the strike around the edge, the words In God We Trust. And that is the first time that those holders have ever gone through a redesign because of a specific coin like that. It's quite interesting.
That is interesting.
But the problem is, and I haven't had it on tonight, you turn on late night television, the coin vault, and I have no qualms about referencing them. You know, here's people that were offering last year the so-called first strike $50 Buffalo 24-carat pure gold coin certified by either one of the two services. They were offering those coins for, you know, $1,700 a copy. I think we were probably in the upper 700 to low 800s at Republic Trading Group. I can still get certified copies for a very small percentage over their so-called milk value. We still pretty much undercut anybody in the country on those. We're not here, although Robbie and I have the expertise and the knowledge and the ability, we don't really serve the very high-end, ultra-rare coin collectors. But I'll guarantee you, if these late-night bozos get a hold of some of these dollars without the words In God We Trust on them, you know, they're going to get an astounding amount of money for them. I was at the Long Beach Coin Show the week after the new Washington dollar was released, and you could buy a full roll of those things for $30.
Wow.
These were unopened, unsearched rolls. Some of those coins could have been in there. But you see, that is the one difference at the hobby level.
Yes.
In most instances at the hobby level, they're saying, here, be the first on your block to own a roll of these brand-new Washington dollars. personally, I think they're ugly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just so bland. So where are the designers coming from on these? They're absolutely putrid looking.
Yes.
And, you know, but the public's not going to buy them. They're not going to spend them. If you want people to get them and spend them, you got to make them big. You can't make them the size of a quarter.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Those of the cash register can't figure out what they are. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you, people are going to get those at the cash register, and they're going to call the cops because you're trying to spend counterfeit money.
I remember when they first went to the big face bills, same thing. You know, the 50s and the 20s, you know, I always confuse those. And then the people at the whatever register it would be, they just look at it for a while and go, what's this? And I said, it's the new bills. Have you not seen them?
Oh, a marvelous writer whose first name is Dave, and I can't think of his last name, a very well-known satirist who used to write for one of the big Boston papers. And he wrote a great piece. It's been probably when they first began to redesign the faces. It's still before they went to the big faces, but they began to redesign. And he wrote this marvelous piece referencing Andrew Jackson on the $10 bill as having a Barry Manilow coif. and yet, as I began to look at them, as these bills began to come out, I start looking at every one of the people, that, you know, whether it's on the 5 at Lincoln or the 50 with Grant, and every one of them took on a totally different look on their face. It's like they had a smirk or a look of complete disgust at how this country had been ruined.
Wow.
And I saw that chiefly with the Ben Franklin, the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
The Hunter had this horrible look on his face. Kind of like he was saying, I told you not to let those people in the country.
Well, that's a good point.
The money changers.
Yes.
And it's unreal. Of course, Grant just had a look like he just lost his last bottle. And Lincoln had this kind of an annoyed look on his face. And I hate to say it, but Andrew Jackson took on that Barry Manilow look.
He looks like he's about to cast a spell on you or something.
Or bizarre, crazy. That, or he was just about to end his bout of constipation. I wasn't quite sure which.
Okay. Well, anyway... Well, the point
about
I was
as foul as we're going to make it.
Well, yeah, we just don't have time for more foulness, unfortunately. But you know what the point I'm making with these misstrikes on the $1 coin, it highlights interest. It highlights the value of God not being on the currency, which is sort of a backhanded slap to people of faith. But at the same time, what this does in my mind, Jeff, this is saying, let's go out and buy all these dollar coins in the hopes of getting one that we might be able to sell for $50, according to, you know, estimates and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I would think that what you're saying is they're creating a phony grab bag.
Yes, and what people are going to do, and this is why it's so important to what we have been discussing all night long. The main point of this whole thing is that people will spend, Jeff, hundreds of dollars to try to get one coin worth $50. When they could take it and invest it in silver or gold and have guaranteed return.
Have a sure thing.
Absolutely a sure thing. You're not losing anything. And people might say, well, I'm not losing anything if I convert this $100 worthless Federal Reserve note into these 100 coins of worthless, potentially worthless, $1 coins. Well, yeah, true to a point. But at some point, both of those will be obsolete. Gold, silver never will be. On any level. And that's the other thing, too. You guys don't just deal in gold, but you do silver as well.
Of course we do. We have some clients that want platinum. I think that platinum is an interesting metal, but I tend to start thinking in terms of the potential of barter and trade.
Yes.
Look, let me suggest this to people.
Okay.
There's a reason you buy gold. It is to protect the value of everything else that you own. Your home, your stocks, your bonds, the rest of the currency that you may have in possession, that's all gold is. It's an ultimate privately held insurance policy. If you have nothing to protect, then get a hold of some silver coins just so that you've got the ability to walk into a convenience market. You may wind up dealing with someone from the Middle East who understands the value of silver, and he's willing to sell you a tank of gas for a couple of silver coins, or things. You know, I can do rolls of Silver Eagles at an extremely favorable price. That's pretty much the minimum. Somebody wants to come to Republic Trading Group, yes, I'll take an order for a single roll of 20 freshly minted 1 ounce silver bullion eagle coins.
Mm-hmm.
The silver bullion does not fall under the same confiscatory policy as gold does, so don't be concerned about that.
Wow.
But if I've got if silver's at 50, 60, or 80 bucks an ounce and I need some gas, and all of a sudden I wake up and find out that the dollar is dead,
yeah,
or that nobody or Ahmed won't take it because the pizza joint down the street is only accepting pesos, don't kid yourself. You can agree on what an ounce of silver is worth, and yes, he'll let you put gas in your tank and put a couple of hot dogs in a bag with a bag of potato chips and a couple of drinks.
That's right. It's absolutely correct.
That's the reason. If you got nothing to protect, then get silver so that you can protect yourself.
There you go. Well, very, very well said. Jeff, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show,
give
out all of your contact info, and go through the special offer for this evening.
Sure
and,
will.
Of course, you have a myriad of different options. People just need to call you and talk to you personally. Folks, stay with us. We're back in three.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Frankly Speaking Radio tonight, no exception, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Bennett has been with us and for the last three. Very, very, very action-packed. You know, Jeff, we've got people on the phone lines, and if we could fit them in, that'd be great. We've taken no calls this evening, unfortunately. But there's just been too much to talk about. Maybe we'll just do an open lines later in the week or something.
There has been, and I apologize.
Yeah. No.
Put off the callers because it's never the intent.
No, absolutely not.
One of the biggest problems is I can get to the airwaves and be pretty full up. You've had good questions. We've had good questions by some folks in the chat room. So I certainly apologize. If any of the listeners want to give me a call, I promise you I won't take your name and number and beat up on you whether you buy or not. Any of them want to give me a call just to chat and hit me with their questions one-on-one, they can do so, 1-800-691-7898.
Okay.
But do please wait for about 7 hours before you do that. 6 hours,
yes.
7 hours, thereabouts.
Mm.
And very quickly to review Frank's pick, this is our package for the rest of the week. Once again, certified, encapsulated, Mint State 62, $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces. These are the very coins that were commissioned by Teddy Roosevelt. They were minted from 1907 to 1932. The last true legal tender gold coin, constitutional legal tender gold coin minted in this country. It was actually meant to be circulated. Everything after that, basically pretty suspect as to why it was done. You can pick up the phone, give us a call. You can order single coins, $775 each, plus $15 shipping. You can order a half roll, which will give you a wide variety of mixed dates and mint marks. They'll cost you $765 per coin for 10 coins. The price drops to $755 apiece at 20 coins or more. But you need to give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. There is a flat $15 shipping per order, not per coin. That's per order. And a lot of that is subsidized by our supplier. Mm. It's a great buy.
It's amazing.
I think I gave you one of our competitors, and they're well-known on the alternative media. They're currently at $852 for that very same coin.
Wow.
Why spend the extra money?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
absolutely
insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, is that folks out there who, you know, and a lot of people are just really unduly kind to me, Jeff, when they call in or they send emails and stuff like that. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate them, because without an audience, we don't have anything. But without things like this that can keep the money coming into the network to keep it functioning, we don't even have a forum to do any of this stuff. So not only do they get an incredible collector's piece that your privacy is 100% guaranteed, they also get to help the continuation of operation here at Republic Broadcasting.
No two ways about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that was amongst the reasons that Republic Trading Group was developed. It was
an
in-house way to be the main financial impetus for this network.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win situation all the way across the board. People are protecting themselves. They're putting something in their hands that will always have value. If they don't need it in their lifetime, it becomes intergenerational wealth provisions. It can be passed on to your heirs, whatever. You know, blowing in the wind, back to the good Lord. Just remember, you're nothing but a caretaker for everything in your possession right now. Some way, somehow, someday, it's going on to somebody else. And think about it in those terms, and you really begin to take on a very healthy attitude about this.
Yeah.
Don't make moves because you're scared of what's going to happen. Make moves, make these decisions to buy gold and silver because you understand what's going to happen, and all you're trying to do is prepare for it, to care for your family in the best way you possibly can.
Amen, and thank you for the edumacation this evening. I have learned a lot. Please give out the number again. And, of course, folks, you can go to the website there, republicbroadcasting.org. Jeff, go ahead.
1-800-691-7898. If you're interested in buying or if you've just got questions, do give us a call tomorrow. We'll be glad to help you out.
All right. Get some sleep, brother. God bless. Thank you.
Take care, brother.
All right. Folks, that's going to do it here for us this evening. We're back in 20 hours with more Frankly Speaking Radio. See you then.